I'm David Kataforis with another Art Minute from the Spencer Museum of Art. Emulating the processes of manufacturing, the American pop artist Andy Warhol used mechanical techniques that minimized his physical involvement in art making. One such technique was rubber stamping, used to create the Spencer's 1962 work on paper, S&H Green Stamps. To make it, Warhol and his assistant carved three art gum erasers with different designs and used them sequentially to render the perforated sheet of trading stamps with their distinctive red S&H logo. The work plays on the word stamp, referring both to its technique and its subject, and offers a visual rhyme between the printed perforations and the actual perforations at the top of the sheet, torn from a spiral-bound pad. Real trading stamps were themselves printed on perforated sheets, the source of Warhol's repetitive grid composition, an early example of his use of repetition to evoke the numbing standardization of mass-produced images and commodities. But even as it emulates machine printing, S&H Green Stamps reveals its hand manufacture in numerous details, creating a tension between the handmade and the mechanically reproduced, characteristic of Warhol's work. From the Spencer Museum of Art, I'm David Kataforis.
Art Minute is a co-production of Kansas Public Radio and the Spencer Museum of Art at the University of Kansas.